Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Nearly 141 years ago, one of the worst tragedies in Utah history occurred in the town of Circleville, on what is now the Paiute-Garfield County border. Utah Territory was in a state of war, with white settlers from San Pete and Sevier counties squaring off against a band of Utes, Paiutes, and Navajos under the leadership of Black Hawk, also known as Antonga. By the spring of 1866, war hysteria had reached fever pitch, and the citizens of Circleville, who had already survived two Indian raids, were growing increasingly worried that a local band of historically friendly Paiutes were secretly helping Black Hawk. Marching out to the Paiutes' encampment, militiamen were able to convince the Indians to come to Circleville, where their weapons were confiscated and they were imprisoned. The men were put in the town's meeting house, and the women and children were put in an unfinished cellar nearby. Letters and other historical sources don't always agree on what happened next, but the evidence seems to suggest that a few of the Paiute men were able to slip their bonds and attempt an escape. A vigilant guard, however, discovered them and raised the alarm. In the short battle that followed, most of the Paiute men were killed, and the rest were put in with the women and children. Frightened by the possibility of another escape attempt, the people of Circleville held a public meeting, according to one historian, where they decided to kill the rest of the Paiutes. One by one, the militia took the Indian men, women, and children from the dark cellar, led them outside, and slit their throats. Only a few of the children were spared. At least 16 Paiutes were killed at Circleville. No one, however, was ever held accountable for the slaughter. Sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.